Congressman Lamar Smith has held the District 21 seat since 1987. It contains parts of northern San Antonio, the Hill Country, New Braunfels, and portions of the Austin area. The Republican primary had 18 candidates, and the Democratic contest had 4. Mary Street Wilson received the most votes in the Democratic primary, about 30%. Wilson lives in Austin. She's a former math teacher and now serves as a minister for hospital patients and detainees. She says she wants to help people who are in crisis and in need.
I think in a country as wealthy as ours that healthcare is just a no-brainer. We can do this. And we know how to do it. And it doesn't have to be something that bankrupts people.
Finishing second with 28% in the Democratic primary is Joseph Kopser, also from Austin. He's an Army vet and tech entrepreneur. He says he wants to serve his country again through public service and create progress.
To fight for all the things that we know to be right of how we treat people, in terms of the issues of solving problems like immigration, making sure that we do right by women's health care, make sure that we do right for workers in America, to focus on the middle class.
In the Republican primary, Matt McCall of Bernie finished second with 16%. He runs a company that provides human tissue for transplant to American military hospitals overseas. McCall has run against Lamar Smith twice in past primaries. He says the country faces a crisis of leadership.
We're at the end of an era of socialism, and that we need to get back to being America and get back to our Constitution. And I believe that the people want that, and that we have a legislature full of men that are being cowards about taking bold action and getting us back there.
Finishing first in the Republican primary is Chip Roy with 27%. Roy served as the vice president of strategy for the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a conservative think tank. Texas Public Radio reached out to the Roy campaign several times for an interview, but did not hear back from the candidate. The 4 candidates will face off in their respective primaries on May 22nd. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.